everyone. Welcome to the school podcast about St. Patrick's Day. Today we are going to learn about an important celebration from Ireland. First, we are going to talk about history. My name is Sofia and I'm here with Nerea, Alba, Maria and Martin.
Hello, my name is Nerea. St. Patrick's Day started a long time ago to honor St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. He was actually born in Great Britain, but was taken when he was young to prison.
But after some years, he escaped and later returned to Ireland as a missionary. He helped teach people about Christianity across the island.
St. Patrick's died on March 17, around the year 461. Many years later, the Catholic Church made that day a special fit to remember him.
At first, people celebrated quietly by going to church. Over time, it became a big celebration in Irish culture with parades and people were...
Hello, today we are with Dario,
Elena,
Daniel,
and Neira.
St. Patrick's Day is a special day and today we are going to talk about the Irish facts. The official name is Irish Republic of Ireland. Dracula was written in 1897 by Bram Stoker. But did you know that St. Patrick was born in England but did get prisoner in Ireland?
Also, we know Ireland as the Emerald Isles. The official languages are Irish English. One of the oldest lighthouses in the world is located in Mexford.
Quanticore was once the oldest exporter of butter in the world. The smallest country in Ireland is Louth.
The national symbol of Ireland is Shamrock. The capital of Ireland is Dublin, that is the largest place of Ireland.
Thank you for listening and bye-bye everyone.
Hello, here we are with Mario, Javier, Marcos and me, Martina Ranz. Now we are going to talk about the traditions of St. Patrick's Day.
Did you know that the color green has a magical power to make the people invisible or other fairy creatures?
One of the traditions of St. Patrick's Day is eating corned beef and cabbage. And now Marcos is going to tell you some more traditions.
Crow a leprechaun, watch Irish movies together. Live a greeny life. Make Irish soda bread. Have the leprechaun visit every night where you sleep.
A few more things that people do on St. Patrick's Day. Wearing green clothing, attending a St. Patrick's Day party, taking a break from Lent, listening to Irish music, wearing a shamrock.
Today we are going to talk about typical food for St. Patrick's Day. On St. Patrick's Day, a typical food from Ireland is Irish stew. Irish stew is a traditional dish that people in Ireland have eaten for many years. It's a warm soup with lamb, potatoes, carrots, and onion. People usually cook slowly in a big pot. Many families cook Irish stew on St. Patrick's Day to celebrate together. A warm Irish stew makes everyone feeling happy and full. Carlota, tell us about other food in Ireland.
Okay, no St. Patrick's Day meal is complete without Irish soda bread. This is quick bread is made with baking soda instead of yeast and typical includes flour, buttermilk, salt and baking soda.
Very interesting and so yummy. Lara, can you talk about your dish?
Yes. One of the typical food of Ireland is shepherd pie. This dish is made up of onions, peas, carrots and meat.
I am so hungry. Olga, can you tell about your dish?
Okay. Perfect for recovering after a night out at one of the best pubs in Ireland. The Ulster Pub is considered the holy grail in Ireland. Original in Northern Ireland. Ulster Fry includes Irish sausage, bacon, eggs, soda bread, and potato bread, black and white pudding, and tomatoes.
All the plates are very yummy. And now we are finished.
Hello, I'm Oriol and I'm gonna present this part of this special part of the podcast of Ireland. Here I'm here with Enzo, Elsa, Alejandra and Camila and they are gonna tell us some fun jokes of St. Patrick's Day.
Why did the leprechaun go out to his back garden?
I don't know.
So he could relax on his patio.
Mom, I meet an Irish boy on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really?
No, his name is O'Reilly.
What did the leprechaun say on March 17th?
I don't know.
It is you a happy St. Patrick's Day.
What is a leprechaun's favorite type of music? Shamrock and roll.
And with this, we finish this special part of the podcast of Ireland.